Hey, Heather.
Hey.
Just scared her. We are going to begin our podcast tonight. It is a stormy evening here in Alabama, but don't worry, James Spann has not come out into his suspender, so we are not too worried about the weather right now, but we're going to go ahead and, man, we are going to begin episode 8. I'm very excited. Heather's got some good stuff for us to talk about tonight, and most importantly, we're going to be talking about our wins. So let's go ahead and jump right into today's episode after our cool music. Hey, y'all, welcome to another I'm going to restart that. Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Podcast, where we make a big deal about the small victories in our life. Positivity is such a powerful tool to create a healthier life physically, emotionally, and most importantly, I'm not going to mess it up this week, spiritually. That is why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather talk about our wins, because it is Wednesday on Wednesday. And so let's go ahead and begin with talking about our wins. And we'll always start with Heather as she tells us about her wins.
I made salmon for the first time, I think. And that scared me.
I should have filmed that. She literally almost jumped out of her seat.
And
got my hand on all the... I got four buttons over here that I can press.
No.
I got the cheer one right. I was guessing. Okay. Salmon. It was very good salmon, by the way.
And I loved it.
It was.
I was not expecting to like it.
I didn't either. It's kind of a meatier textured fish.
What?
Like,
It's not.
It's not slimy. That was good.
There you go.
I don't like slimy fish.
Not slimy.
Remember that one time we had that slimy fish?
Oh, yeah. No, I just don't think I cooked it right, to be honest.
It was that one time I had slimy fish and I was eating with Cole and Ken.
That's disgusting.
Oh, first time I ever stopped eating a meal. That was, I should probably eat that more often.
That's funny.
All right. So salmon, it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. I really enjoyed it. We're trying to eat healthier. Except Heather figured out how to make, like, Mexican pizzas. Okay, Heather just unlocked a new fear. She thinks we're going to get struck by lightning through our windows. So, in our dining room, we have windows all everywhere around it. And so she's like, are we going to get struck by lightning? And I was like, Heather, don't be scared of everything in this world.
I can't help it.
If all of a sudden this randomly cuts out, it's because we got struck by lightning through our window.
Or the battery died on it. Who knows?
No, I think we're good on battery.
Okay. What's your wins?
No, you only did one. Salmon? Salmon.
I don't remember the rest of the week. I remember day to day, okay?
What did we do last week? This is bad. We're already into episode 8 and I'm forgetting to take notes. I cut the grass again. That's probably going to be a win every week for me. I get to cut our grass because we have grass.
Yeah. Last year, we had dirt.
Yeah.
We looked like we lived in a desert.
Yeah.
Or like World War II trenches.
Yeah.
And now we have this thick, lush, flowing in the wind grass that now needs to be cut.
A lot of it is rye grass, which will eventually die. But there is a lot of copious amounts of grass seed. We've thrown Bermuda out there, fescue out there, centipede grass, clover, this pasture type grass, bahia grass.
Who knows what's growing
anymore? We have stuff coming, which is, that deserves a... Okay.
That's very loud.
Got an applause. But besides that, we had Easter Sunday this past week. Really enjoyed getting to preach, getting to be with our church family. We had a lot of folks, a lot of visitors come in. And what I loved about our visitors was a lot of them were familiar faces. So it was good to see people back. and just be around people. We also had, we do an area-wide singing, and that was really fun. I enjoyed that. I felt like we hung around like a lot longer than we normally do. We just kind of chilled. What we do is we have a singing, and I got to do a devotional, and then we have snacks and cookies and 47,000 cupcakes. That was somebody's jam. There's like a bajillion cupcakes.
Did they leave those?
There's a lot of them that are in the fridge.
Oh, no. Hey, we can pass them out to the kids tomorrow night.
Correctamundo.
Get your cupcakes.
But that was awesome. Enjoyed that. I feel like we did something last week. Oh, we went to the zoo.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen so many people at the zoo.
It was spring break in Jefferson County, Alabama. And we don't even live in Jefferson County, Alabama. It was the Birmingham Zoo. The middle of Alabama was out of school. And so it was great. We're going to hear updates on Heather's phone app about our weather. But yeah, it was good. There was a lot of people, but it was fun.
It felt like being at Disney.
Yeah.
It was that crowded.
Well, and you got to do a lot of photography, take photos for a lot of people, which led us to get to go into town more often last week, which is good.
We walked a lot.
Yeah.
At all the parks and all the gardens.
I have a new walking track not far from the church building I work at. So I'm making it a mission to walk a mile every day.
Yep.
Maybe build my strength up and I can get a nice little jog in. It's very private, even though it's like right in the middle of the town. But yeah, I don't know, just a lot of positive stuff happening. I know we can focus on negative things a lot, but my goal is to always think about wins that we've had in a week. And that's, I mean, the whole idea behind this podcast is focus on wins. We got to end... we're starting a new curriculum in our Bible classes this Sunday, so that's cool. New books, new shiny,
new shiny books
that we get to go through, so that's fun. But yeah, so what do you have?
All right, so trending lately.
Okay.
Or at least it's trending on my Instagram is people posting in their stories like taking polls on like conspiracy theories and things. And so a girl posted, "Send me your most interested conspiracy theory." And so the next day she posted again what everybody had said, and she mentioned the one about the moon and not actually landing on the moon. And she was like, okay, so this one struck me the most. And so I followed along with it for like 47 stories that she had posted with it. And I am now super intrigued as well. And the whole idea is that we've never actually landed on the moon, because if we had landed on the moon, one is one that you and I have talked about, which is how do they have service to talk to somebody on a cell phone, radio, whatever it is, satellite phone, but yet we can't talk to somebody 5 minutes away.
Yeah. If I drive to the church building in one direction, we have this area called the Darklands, and no joke, it's like 5 minutes of our drive that we have no, I mean, we're like 2 seconds from an interstate, like we're in an area like where there should be cell service and we don't have cell service somehow.
And your maps, if your maps are pulled up on your car, they'll even go black.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest.
That happens in the middle of like Birmingham City too, though.
Trying to get to the airport. Let's talk about that.
That was funny.
So we got a rental car to go to Disney because it was bigger and
it was awesome.
There was five of us going and we needed more space,
and it cost like $0.
And so I was trying to get to the airport. And I got my phone. My phone like blacked out.
Yeah, we hit like one spot that I don't think like the maps have updated lately. And all of a sudden, your phone will try to think you're going through the streets of downtown Birmingham.
It was scary.
Instead of being on the interstate. And so Heather's like, I just got off on the interstate. Like, where, why, is there a detour? I'm like, no, you got off on the wrong spot. So,
and I'm not from here, so I have no idea where I'm going.
I grew up in this state, and I couldn't tell you how to get around anywhere downtown Birmingham.
And so, the girls were with me, and Georgia was like, we're at UAB again.
Yeah.
And I was
good
like,
thing you've taken photos at UAB before. That was the only way she was able to make it out of there was.
And I didn't know which direction I needed to go. And I was about 2 seconds away from going back home because I knew which direction was home. And so I was like, well, if I go this way, I know we can at least go home and they can just come pick us up.
Yeah. Well, I'm very thankful. I was just chilling in my rental SUV. That was awesome. So I was I heard a creaky door. We're in trouble now.
The storms are brewing and the children are not going to sleep tonight.
So it may be a pause and stop and re-record and do all that sort of stuff type of night. So
But anyway, back to the moons.
I listen to a lot of podcasts and they bring that up too. And it's intriguing to me too. Why haven't we gone back? Don't give me the, it cost a lot of money. We send money everywhere in the world. Like, why can't we just, let's just try it again in modern day where we could have legit like
first
HD
off,
video.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
In the 70s, is that when they went on the moon?
60s, I think.
How did Late they 60s. Have the technology to get to the moon?
Another good question to ask.
When you look at their computer systems and stuff, and you're like, there ain't no way that they knew how to get to the moon. That is hot garbage. Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And that's one of the arguments that people make is, why haven't we gone back?
Was technology like supreme back then, and now it's garbage?
Yeah.
You hear the rain?
Oh, yeah. We should do this outside. Then we legit get struck by lightning.
Yeah, no thanks.
Hello, Georgia. Go back to bed. There goes Georgia. She's going back to bed.
She even put socks on so she could tiptoe out here.
Yeah, so you may hear lots of rain in the background.
Sorry.
Our house is a loud rain drop machine, so... Yeah.
Yeah. So, back to more weird thoughts and weird things. Now, this is not a conspiracy theory. I thought about this in the shower the other day, and I thought, you know what? I was going to talk to you about it, and then I decided I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to save it for tonight. Oh. So, have you ever thought about how weird it is that we drink animals' milk?
Yes.
Like,
oh, don't do this.
Like, if you just stop and think about it.
You're going to sound like one of these crazy, like...
Animal
activist type people.
No, I'm not. So, like, if you just stop and think about it, it's a little weird knowing that humans also produce milk.
Yeah.
But we stop drinking human milk after your baby... And then, like, I had this weird thought of, like, humans being, like, dairy cows at, like, a dairy cow farm. And I was like, oh, that is weird. Yeah, that is why we don't have that.
I wonder, like, this is always, I've thought, like, do you think, like, Adam and Eve or, like, Moses or, like, Noah or, like, all these old people, not even Moses, that was a long time down the road from... Like Noah and everybody. But you think like Adam and Eve and Noah and Abraham and all these people in Genesis, did they drink milk? Like, were they like, oh, let's drink milk from the cow now? I don't know. Like, were they
I
like,
wonder when did let's milking
utilize,
a cow
yeah, let's come utilize this cow. Were they milking like a female T-Rex? Like, what were they milking back in the day? Like, that's, we milk goats, we milk cows, we milk all these animals. Like, what were they milking back then? Were they like, oh, this seems like a good idea? Was God like throwing hints at Adam, like, hey, you can get milk from this animal? I don't know.
That's a great thought. I think I might research that later.
Good luck.
I wonder if anything's about that anywhere. Did the Egyptians put it on any walls? Because they seem to be the best people to keep records of weird things.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't know. And when you get older, like our age, you stop drinking milk because then you get gassy really fast. I used to chug milk when I was younger. My mom would be like, here's a whole rotisserie chicken, and then we would chug like a massive glass of milk for supper.
Oh, there was this boy.
I was a large child. It was skim milk.
Oh, there was a boy that, it's like my dad's best friend's son, and he used to drink milk with every meal, and he got kind of chunky. And so, at some point, they laid off the milk so that he wouldn't be so chunky.
Oh, man. Well, my mom should have laid off the fast food. So apparently that's how I got big. Because when I lived in Texas for 8 years of the beginning of my life, I was just like a big kid. Like our daughter, Georgia, she's just a tall child. And that's kind of how I was. But then we moved to Alabama and she was a single mother and she was like, McDonald's was it. And I guess I ate a lot of probably double Happy Meals. And I got quite large. So, I've always been a large person.
Was there more back then? Like, other food options around
no.
here?
No. More? We
more
had
than like that?
I don't even remember. We had a Chick-fil-A a long time ago.
I didn't have Chick-fil-A until I was
but
in
like,
college.
But, like, none of the stuff you get to see now was around. Like,
oh.
We go into where I'm from, and Heather's just like, oh, my land, you have all this stuff. I'm like, no, this was all woods back in the day. Like, the Target that's in Hoover, not even there when I was in high school. None of that was there.
Oh.
That little cut-through by Target, not there. You had to take one road. That was it. So, there was a Walmart. You go to Buffalo Wild Wings. That we ate there a lot when I was in high school. Charlie's. That was a good spot. Charlie's had really good. There was a Logan's Roadhouse and an Charlie's. Charlie's was all side salads. I was all about some side salads when I was a kid.
See, where I'm from, we didn't have like
Chugged Ranch.
Any restaurants. So all I really remember going out to when I was younger,
yeah.
like really young, was our local Pizza Hut, and on occasion we would go to an Olive Garden when we'd go like
well, we had
in
like,
town.
So we had Salvatore's. So
yeah.
You've been there.
Yeah.
We crushed that.
Yeah, it's pretty
we
good.
We had Outback that my mom frequented. Love that. That's
I never
one
went
of my favorite
Outback.
Places. Outback, okay.
Like hardly ever.
Number one ranch out there. I'm a ranch connoisseur. Number one ranch is probably Outback's ranch.
I'm trying to think who had that really good ranch that was like really runny or something.
I'm not a runny ranch person.
But it was had good flavor.
Texas Roadhouse has legit ranch. Logan's Roadhouse has good ranch. Oh, was it like the BW place? Whatever it's called, Big Whiskies or whatever.
Oh, did they have good ranch?
I think so.
I don't remember anymore.
I think Outback has probably the best ranch out there. Get cheese fries, Kookaburra wings. Oh, that was my childhood. No wonder I was so gigantic. speaking of Easter, there was one time when I was younger, we had left church and we went to Outback for lunch. After Easter with like my mom and I don't know who else, my sister and maybe even some other family members were in town, and we ordered our cheese fries, and me being the young guy I am growing, I I was trying to get the cheesy fries on the top, and my mom stabbed me with a fork because I was eating all the cheese on the cheesy parts of the fries.
I can totally see that.
No joke. Broke the skin. I was bleeding. And it was, it'll go down in history for best memories of...
It's like the reels of the wives trying to eat at the same pace as their husbands.
Oh, I love that.
And they're about to throw up because husbands just eat so fast. And I don't understand why y'all eat so fast and how you eat so fast. But if I tried to eat at the pace that you eat, it would not be pretty.
Well, you're also not my size. So that's another thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I have more chewing power.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting stabbed on Easter was fun back in the day. But.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, Heather.
Is there anything that you've been like researching lots of lately?
Yeah, Proverbs.
I know, but I was going to say wallpaper.
Why?
Because I love wallpaper.
Did you just want me to... did you just segue into that on purpose so you could talk about your...
newest obsession.
Oh, yeah. So I have been researching something as of like 3 hours ago. We played Luigi's Mansion 3 tonight because Georgia likes to have game nights. And we told her if she cleaned out the car today, we could have a game night.
Did they shut the door? Did you come outside and make sure they shut my car doors?
No.
Oh,
Georgia's in here and she just gave us the heads up. Hold on, we could check your car on the car app. So
my car is going to be flooded.
Oh, no. I'm getting on the app to see. It'll tell me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Was that not playing?
No. I paused it for a little bit. I'm sorry. So we just checked the car. The car doors are locked. That would be a nightmare.
Because they do this thing where they'll go out to the car to look for a Barbie.
Yeah.
And they leave the door wide open. And you go out there and you're like, oh, wow. I'm glad that like a wild dog isn't like chilling in our car or something.
Yeah.
Since y'all left the door open.
Speaking of wild dogs, I saw those wild dogs the other day.
Did you really?
I yelled at them. But then they like started following me. So
stop.
They look like coyotes mixed with like a domesticated cur dog. I mean, there's like
Is
four
it that
or five
new
of them.
Wolf dog?
It looks like a wolf dog.
Like they keep warning people
big,
of, though?
It's a coyote-sized dog. But, okay, speaking of research, you can get to your wallpaper. Here we're not wallpapering anything in this house, but we can get to your wallpaper in just a second. So as of 3 hours ago, I keep seeing this cool like game, like yard game, the what is it, bucket golf. It looks awesome, so I'm gonna save up my pennies and we're gonna get bucket golf.
It looks fun.
If we still live in South Dakota, I could be going to Shields and picking up. That was okay. Shields, for anybody who lives in the north and is listening to this, we know you. There's some northern folks out there. I don't know how far south they go. There's one in Kentucky, I think. But Shields, best all-time store, period. Best all-time store, period.
It has everything.
Literally everything. Like, you can take a city folk like my sister in there, and she'll love it. You can take a crazy intense hunter. He's going to love it. You can take somebody who's a fisherman, you're going to love it. You can take a kid, they're going to love it. You can take literally anybody.
Well, they've got a Ferris wheel or something.
Then they've got like the coffee shop, the place to eat.
Yeah.
Candy store.
Mm-hmm.
The whole toy section.
The bike store.
The bike store.
The golf. Didn't they have golf or no?
Oh, yeah, they had golf. The weight room area.
The pool.
Pool stuff.
The jet ski, whatever.
Jet skis.
What are, no, it's like the pool behind floaty things.
Oh, tubing?
Yeah.
Tube stuff?
Yeah.
Well, they had that. Then they have like a game arcade area, like shooting ducks or something. Or They have a whole archery shop. They have a whole gun store. I mean, it is unreal going into that place. That was one of the coolest things about living in South Dakota, was getting to go to Sioux Falls, to the Shields. And truly, that was, I missed that store.
Yeah, that store was
literally missed. It was packed all the time. So it was like going to Bucky's, but
better.
Oh, it was awesome. And they always had like legit cornhole or beanbag toss, whatever you call it. And then you had like any sort of game, spike ball. They had a whole thing for like disc golf.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, who has that? You can't go into Academy and just see all these things.
No.
So it's kind of sad.
It's like if Academy, Dick's, and Simmons all combined.
Well, nobody's going to have Simmons.
Okay.
So think of like Bass Pro or Cabela's.
Yeah.
And then they birthed a child, but the child then became greater than them. That would be it. It was like, if Bucky's said, hey, let's become an outdoors mega store. That's what it would be like. Minus the gas. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to go back to a Shields.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Because you
can always... We need to look it up and see if there's one that's been built anywhere near us.
I don't think so. I think I saw one in... because I was looking to where we could buy that game. Like, and go see it in stores and stuff. It's just like this little... Like pop-up, it's like a pop-up dealio. What do they look like? Like little like laundry hampers. And you have like these softball-sized wiffle balls. And you hit them into, here we go. There's one in Tulsa now. There's one in Wichita.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They're moving
south. There's one in Fort Worth. Dallas-Fort Worth area. There's one in Wichita, Tulsa, Overland Park. And you start getting up in the northern states. Man, they're moving west too. Sick. One of the best stores. And they have like good moral values in the store. It's like they have like the Chick-fil-A vibes.
Yeah.
But
if Chick-fil-A were a megastore.
Megastore. Chick-fil-A. So yeah, that was Shields. But I'm really into bucket golf. So tell me about your wallpaper obsession.
Well, you just told me that we're not wallpapering anything.
But you can wallpaper your dollhouse you've been doing.
That's another thing is...
You haven't told anybody about your cool little dollhouse that you have.
I couldn't remember if we talked about it. It's not my dollhouse. It's the girls' dollhouse.
But we should video this podcast.
I am helping the girls... take their precious dollhouse and we are giving it a makeover, and it is so cute. And you put for wallpaper, we use scrapbook paper, and you just cut it to the size and you double-sided sticky tape it, and then we got the cutest little furniture for it. So
Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, if you're like, I just really want to have a house that looks like whatever, ultra modern or something. Guess what? Just get a dollhouse.
Yeah.
And
try your hand at renovating a dollhouse first.
You can renovate a dollhouse into whatever Victorian, modern.
Yeah. Oh, that was
cottage.
Cool. I never knew this was a thing. But when we were in Hobby Lobby, Heather was kind of checking all this stuff out. And I was like, they have like mega dollhouses. Like,
oh, yeah.
My vision of dollhouse was like Barbie Dreamhouse, and that was it. And everything was plastic. No, they have like these legit wooden, like the model Victorian homes. Like, they had the cottage, the Victorian ones. And they're like, way cheaper than the Barbie Dreamhouse. But Heather was like, yeah, but you see that box? That is supposed to make that. So there's lots of assembly required.
You know every single one of those cute little shingles that are wood?
No
yeah,
way.
I bet you have to put those on yourself.
No. Probably not.
I don't know. I just have this feeling like You would. I just feel it. That's why we've never done that.
Oh, I've got heartburn from your Mexican pizzas.
Yeah, and my obsession with Taco Bell has moved to home. And now I make homemade Mexican pizzas, and they're the best.
And I have a new addiction to...
Sriracha.
Yeah.
Sriracha on everything.
Yeah. And that's probably not...
It's not helping us, but we love it.
Yeah. It's good. Well,
here's the thing. It comes in only one size bottle. And I think I know why. Because they know you can't get enough of it. And when I was at the store, I was like, oh, we don't need this gigantic bottle of sriracha. And it only comes in the one size. And you know what? We have half of it is gone. It's literally used on everything.
Oh, I have a question concerning Hispanic food or Mexican food. Okay, since we have met people where we've ruffled some feathers on the whole Taco Casa Taco Bell debate.
Which is so funny.
We should put a poll. Yes, this week on the, and we'll just go ahead and plug the group now, but we have a Facebook group as well, Wednesday Podcast Facebook group. Click to join and be a part of that. We're going to put a poll this week and kind of see, we have a lot of Alabama people. So, we could put like Taco John's or was that Taco John's up in, where was Taco John's?
South Dakota.
Okay. Then what did, Oklahoma have?
Taco Bell, like normal humans. No,
there was something else too. Oh, what did they have? Mexican fast food in Oklahoma. Because when I worked out there, they used to get it a lot.
Oh, I do remember that now. Oh, what is
it
called?
Now I'm going to find it. Taco Bueno. There's a Taco Casa in Yukon.
You're kidding.
Oklahoma.
I had a feeling I thought we had heard it okay. before.
We're going to put a post in there. Chipotle doesn't count. It's not fast food. Qdoba doesn't count. It's not fast
Moe's
food.
Moe's does not count.
Moe's does not count. Best fast food Mexican restaurant, Heather. Taco Bell, Taco Casa, Taco John's, Taco Bell, or Taco Casa.
Not Taco Bueno or Taco John's. Taco John's was nasty.
I love their potato olays.
You can get potato olays at Taco Bell.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Not the same.
They're cheesy potatoes. They brought them back.
No, okay. Those are not the same. They don't do the little crispy crown tater tots.
That's not
potatoes. That's what the olays are at Taco John's.
But those are tater tots.
Exactly.
Those are not perfect. Potatoes.
That just takes me back to like my days in college. I was talking about that this morning when I had coffee with some guys at church. Because somebody said something about Hardee's, and I was like, oh, I used to crush Hardee's.
Me too.
When I was in college, we'd get done with workouts.
The omelet biscuit.
I never got that big one.
I did. I got two of them.
We had workouts at like 5 o'clock in the morning. We'd get done like 6:30, close to 7, have to be at class by 7:30 if you had summer school. And I would drive my truck. I was tired of running by that time. We get out like 6:30. I'd go over to Hardee's, go through the drive thru. I'd order a steak biscuit.
Ew.
Yummy.
Ew.
Or like a bacon egg, not a bacon egg, a sausage, egg, and cheese, but I think it was like a steak biscuit all the time. A large tot, and they were the crispy crown tots, and it was a massive jug of them. And I'd get a large Dr. Pepper.
Ew.
I'm so surprised. Like, full sugar sodas back in the day crushed them. Can't believe it. Now I try one now, and it's like, I'm going to... She's over there just passing out, sitting up. Poor girl. We just have an audience tonight. Georgia's a little scared of the rain, so she's just hanging out listening to the podcast. But, oh, man, I used to crush that. Or if I had enough money on my student account, like the extra dollars we could spend not at the cafeteria, we'd get like, I don't know how much, $300 to $500 a month. No, that's a lot. $250 a month on our, I don't know. We got something like that. and we'd go to like Chick-fil-A or something. No, we could have like 3 or 4 meals a week. I don't remember. And it doesn't really matter to this story right now. It's just bothering me that I don't remember. But that was a decade ago. So in our like student building, we had a Chick-fil-A, a Mexican restaurant, a smoothie place. That's where I became in love with one of my first loves, Chick-fil-A sauce. That's awesome.
You know,
I'd sit in there, eat a chicken, 2 chicken biscuits, and eating multiple biscuits when I was younger, too. I did that a lot. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't get up at 5 a.m. and go have to run a bajillion miles and work out. Oh, Chick-fil-A sauce. I never knew that was a thing until then.
I never had Chick-fil-A until I was in college, so...
Me neither. No, I did. Yeah, I did. Well, it wasn't like a hot spot for me, though, until I got to college.
Well, we didn't have Chick-fil-A in my town. We had Burger King and McDonald's and a Taco Bell for a little bit, and then it closed down, and that was all. And then a Pizza Hut, and that was all we had.
I need to know. Okay, we're going to put that poll in there. What is the best? Remind me about that. I'll put it in there tomorrow. So everybody go vote. I want to see what is your favorite Mexican fast food place. Next, we're going to do the next poll we do is what's your favorite fried chicken restaurant? Fusackley's? Fusackley's is Guthrie's.
Yeah.
We ate that the other day coming back from Gulf Shores. Awesome. Same sauce. Same everything.
I like Slim Chickens the best.
Yeah. I like the sauce from Fusackley's better, though.
No.
No. Slim's has a little bit of a twang.
Slim's
to the sauce.
Has like 15 sauces. Yeah,
well, you're not a...
If you have
Heather's
variety...
Heather's not a, just like a regular fry sauce. She's got to get like the...
It has to
spicy
be variety.
Spicy sriracha.
I have to have 3 different sauces.
The garlic aioli, the honey mustard, the cayenne ranch, and the Slim sauce. She'll have 16 sauces for 2 chicken fingers and a small order of fries. And she'll use every single one.
The fries are sauce carriers.
Yeah.
They are not for consumption of fries. They're for me to eat the sauce.
Yeah. But we like to eat.
Yeah. I feel like this podcast has turned into a food podcast.
We're food reviewers.
We're foodies.
Yeah.
We like food.
But I don't know. All right, I got a question for you, and this will be kind of one of our last things. What's the best advice you've ever been given in your entire life?
Honestly, I would think it's parenting advice that was given to me, and it was now I can't remember it, but it was something along the lines of,
I know exactly what parenting advice you're talking about.
Giving them the expectations.
Yeah. You give your children the expectations that,
like,
you want
them speak to,
have.
To them, speak to them in the way that you like what you want out of them.
Yeah. Talk to them.
I forgot how she worded it 7 years ago.
Yeah. You talk to them with the expectations you want them to grow into.
Yeah, something
pretty
like
much.
That.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah.
Great advice. So, we all, Heather has probably done a better job than me, but she's aimed to always encourage our girls, even when we're not super happy with them, that we expect them to be, you know, Christian women, and that's not how Christian women act. And when it's hard some days, we still try to encourage them. So Georgia's getting a lesson on parenting tonight. So, but yeah, I don't know what else.
I don't know.
I don't really.
I have some would you rathers.
Oh, let's do it.
I've been waiting for the chance to pull them up. So would you rather be cooped up in the ark for 377 days, taking care of animals all day, or lay on your side for 390 days?
What am I doing on my side?
don't know. You're just laying there.
Do I get, like, is this, like, modern day laying on my side? Like, do I get to watch, like, TV?
I don't know.
I would rather be on the Ark for 377 days.
Same. No doubt. Would you rather see Leviathan or see a dragon?
What's the difference? Dragon. No thanks to dragon. I'd rather see Leviathan.
But and then when you're riding on the dragon, you can tell it to blow fire on every... If you get a dragon, you can make it blow fire on everything and ride it and fly in the cloud.
I love Georgia's optimism. She is a positive podcaster because my first thought was fire-breathing dragon's going to kill me. And Georgia's thinking, how can I saddle this thing? And she's been watching How to Train Your Dragon.
So, new movie that we watched is Damsel.
Yeah.
On VidAngel, the movie is on Netflix, but we watched it through VidAngel just to be safe.
Yeah.
And that was a legit movie.
Yeah.
That was a
big
really,
old dragon.
Yeah. It was a really good movie.
I would rather see Leviathan because Leviathan was supposedly a water creature and I could see it from the land, like the Loch Ness Monster. Like, cool. You stay out there. I'll stay over here. But I ain't no flying dragons. Like, no. That would be scary. Did you know, though, that... Totally lost my train of thought, but did you know that we're going to go through a lot of batteries? We need to use the rechargeable ones from now on. Sorry.
Okay. I don't know where I put them.
Feeling very... Whew. Man.
Okay, so we went from talking about damsel...
Well, yeah, so dragons... You know that dinosaurs were actually called dragons up until about 200 years ago, so... I do not want to see a flying dragon.
You know what's cool? Side note. At the Ark encounter.
Yeah.
Kentucky. My favorite thing that they have is the area with the little models of people living with, like, among the dinosaurs. Because, yeah. I mean, we don't really think about it that much.
Well, modern science tells us we didn't exist then.
So, well, we obviously did. They found a cave.
Well, they found fossils, too, where man's
together.
Footprints and dinosaur footprints are in the same area.
So, crushed that one.
Yeah.
But I just think that that's, like, the coolest thing at the Ark Encounter is the little model of what it might have been like to live with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, which I don't have any desire to go back in time to.
No, it'd be like the Croods just waiting to get eaten.
Mm-hmm. No thanks.
Huh. Do you have any more would you rathers?
Oh, yeah. Would you rather eat only homemade bread for over a year or eat only vegetables and fruit for the foreseeable future?
All I'm having is bread.
For a whole year.
No, I'd rather have the fruits and vegetables.
Same.
Georgia wants fruits and vegetables too.
Good job. Okay, would you rather have the strength of Samson or the wisdom of Solomon?
Solomon.
Same.
I don't care about strength. He was a womanizer. Not a huge fan of Samson, sorry.
Yeah, same.
For all of our young people that get... lessons about Samson all the time. I don't really know why, but not a great role model.
No.
So.
Not at all.
I can't say solid. I mean, those are both two, like, womanizers, big time. So, but I like the whole wisdom idea. Yeah, so, all right. We have gone about our normal time frame, about 43 minutes. So, give us some words of wisdom, Heather. Be positive this week. Oh, we want to also plug the Ministry League. They have an app, and we are on their network with their network of podcasts. And they're a great resource for ministry, for anything, family Bible time, having a songbook, and... really awesome group, and we're thankful to be a part of it. We'll also be going to the Ministry Experience, a conference they put on at the Piedmont Road Church of Christ here towards the end of April. So we're excited about that. Heather and I get to talk about kind of digital evangelism type stuff, podcasting type stuff that we do. And we're excited about that. And so download their app, check it out. It's really cool. The guys that run it are really cool guys. And there's a lot of really cool resources on there. And they're just trying to make as many resources available to families as possible for Bible time, for at-home studies, and being able to do devotionals on the go, stuff like that. So even personal stuff. So really cool stuff. Go give them a download and stuff like that, the Ministry League. That's going to be our episode for today. Again, we always want to encourage you, leave us a comment, give us 5 stars if you can. Follow us, hit that. If you're on Apple Podcasts, I think it's the little follow button in the top right. I'm not sure about any of the others, but follow us so that way every Wednesday you'll know, you'll get the notification that we've posted a new episode. But we are, Heather and I love to do this. We get to spend some time. It's Tuesday night. It's pretty much become a date night. Even though we have a massively busy schedule, we like to make time to where we can just sit and talk and hang out and ask random questions and be intentional in our conversations. So, be positive today. Tell somebody about something, a win you've had. Anything else?
Nope.
Awesome. Well, we will, we hope you guys have a blessed week, and we'll be talking to you next week.
Toodles. You know,
you look like a turtle when you did that. Am I not turtle enough for the turtle? Then you just, your mouth like.
Was the story I was going to talk about earlier.
Okay.
We're not done.
Da-doom, 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 bonus episode.
Okay.
P.S.
I remember the story I meant to tell you earlier. Okay. So.
Turtles.
I don't remember why I was going to tell this story, but I love turtles. And so one of the places that I take photos at has a whole bunch of turtles. And this little boy was like, "Mom, can I have a turtle?" And she goes, "No, I think they're stinky." And he goes, "Okay, how about a tortoise?" And I just bust out with, "Oh, so I follow this girl on Instagram, and she like has this baby tortoise that she has a whole Instagram dedicated to. And she goes through the education and the care of tortoises and how to properly take care of them."
Is it tortoises or tortoise?
It's a tortoise. I have no idea. Well, she goes through the care and like everything you need to know about before you go and think, "Oh, they're cute, I'm going to go get one." Well, they require more care than a child. So if you're a single person out there and you need something that is not a dog, that you don't have to go and walk if it's freezing or something, a tortoise is a great choice because they do require a whole bunch of care. You can dress them up in cute hats. Mm-mm. And they require a lot.
But, did you know a collective of tortoises is called a creep? That's funny.
Is it because that's a whole bunch of wrinkles in one pod? I don't know.
That's funny. There is a but that's cool. So
that's cool.
Man, that brings up another story. Like the first time we ever, this isn't a tortoise, it's a turtle, but Heather had picked up a dead, when we were dating, she picked up an alligator snapping turtle.
It got hit by a car.
And so she picked it up. It was dead. And she put it because she wanted the shell. I mean, I'm talking like this thing was like a 50 pound.
It was enormous off of the interstate
and in Tallahassee. And she left it in her car in the middle of summer of Florida.
No, I didn't.
Your car stunk.
I went home and cleaned the turtle because I wanted the shell. And there was just a stinky turtle, but
no, it was gross.
It wasn't in my car. I didn't leave it. I took it home
in
and cleaned it. Yes, it was in the back of my car.
Stank. And
it got cleaned, but
no, it did not. Get out of here.
Eventually, the smell went away, but
because we sold the car.
That was like 2 years before then.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Before we sold the car, yeah.
That was 2 years before that. So, I mean, ugh. I have visions.
So, we'll end that episode talking about tortoise and turtles. Hope you have a great week, guys. Be positive, be encouraging, and we will talk to you next week. Say bye again.
No.
Toodles.